It's the 2nd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The first Police and Crime Advisory Panel meeting at Central Bedfordshire Council had the expectation that the Police and Crime Commissioner would be in attendance, but in a previous response to the panel's invitation, the PCC said, "I have written to CBC's leader, Councillor Adam Zerney, to remind him of the numerous meetings with CBC councillors, officers and residents where I'm already held accountable." He added that the CBC were creating confusion and wasting taxpayer money through the creation of the new meeting. CBC fired back that no additional funds were required due to the use of existing staff. Councillor Zerney, referring to the role of PCC, said, "People do not believe there is any need to have a politician paid to oversee the police." A report on the East West Rail project is due for release next Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 8. The update will be presented at Bedford Borough Hall and will be live streamed on bedford.gov.uk. Bedford Mayor Tom Whitton authorised the document following the government's May 2023 six-track announcement. A new 12-hole mini golf course will soon be developed at Bedford's Russell Park. Work is expected to begin by the end of February and last for around 10 weeks. The recreational resource will replace the existing course and provide a thematic tour of Bedford Borough's historical and unique landmarks. The project will be operated by the Kiosk Russell Park and the Council, with an expected completion date in early April. The John Bunyan Museum in Bedford is ready to reopen on the 20th of February following its winter break. The museum, which chronicles the life of the Pilgrim's Progress author, has had a recent refresh with a new entryway and gift shop. Admission to the family-friendly venue is free. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.